You know, one of the great jewels of North Texas for a long time has been Sally Beauty. We spirited them out of New Orleans where they were founded and put them in Denton, and they've grown like crazy. They've got over 5,000 locations. But they have to sort of remake themselves every once in a while. I mean, it's the beauty business, and it's a constant, but sure seems to have a lot of changes. Chris Brickman's the CEO, and he is overseeing the transformation plan of the rebranding of Sally Beauty. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. I'm really excited about it.
I am, too. But it's your business. I mean, every business is cyclical. But yours is cyclical and fickle.
Yeah. Well, and there's a ton of change going on in our business, right? So obviously you saw it all, and there's lots of news around how the consumer's not shopping the same way. They're not going to the malls as much. They're shopping online, and especially through mobile devices. They're learning about what they want through social media and buying through their phone. And so retailers have to respond to that, and we're building the infrastructure and capability to do just that.
But if there's any bricks and mortar that ought to be safe, it ought to be you. I mean, don't women want to see what the color of the nail polish is? I mean, maybe they know what kind of brush they're going to buy, but hair colors, and don't they want to see that? Can they buy them at Amazon?
Yeah, not as much. So remember, the core of our business is hair color. Yeah. On both sides of our business, we have a Sally business that's retail that every consumer may know, and that's the only retailer really in the country that sells professional hair color for home use. And then we have a BSG business, or our Cosmoprof stores, that sells professional color only to stylists, and actually consumers are not allowed in our stores. And so that color, you're right, is very defensible. It's much more stable than other retail, but there's still a shift in behavior, and there's still a demand for new service models. And so we're trying to layer on top those new service models on top of that stable core.
Well, I don't know what you're doing, but the title is telling. Unleash your potential.
Exactly.
P-R-O. So you're going after the pros, not the consumers.
No. That branding is for our retail business, Sally.
So you got to turn them into pros.
And we're saying you're the DIY beauty enthusiast. You like to do this yourself, and we want to empower you with the products and the tools to be your own pro. And that's very much the proposition within Sally. I'm really excited about it because that's the consumer that loves Sally, because she can get pro products for home use, and we're really the only one that can give those to her.
So you do business, I mean, not quite all over the world, but pretty much. I mean, Puerto Rico, Canada, Mexico, Chile, Ireland, Belgium, France, Netherlands, Spain, Germany. Does this fly in all these countries? You have to be different in each country, don't you?
A little bit. So most of our European business is very much like our Cosmoprof business here in the U.S., where it's selling to pros. And then our business in Latin America is more like our U.S. Sally business that's selling to consumers who are DIY beauty enthusiasts. So the reality is there's really two models here. There's one model that sells to consumers who are DIY hair color lovers, and then another model that sells to professionals who are trained stylists and are looking for their professional color lines that they're going to apply to their clients.
Your business is interesting. Tell me how you approach it. Do you, and I mean this in the best possible way each way, do you give them what they want, or do you sort of tell them what they want?
So it's always a fine line. It's always a little bit of both. So some of it is they tell us what they want, and we have to respond to that. And they tell us which brands are hot and which new, as an example, a lot of the trends in terms of what types of styles, or do they want balayage? Are they looking for vegan products? So they'll tell us some of those things. But some of it is our vendors invent new things. And so they come up with a new hot product that nobody knows about, like Olaplex, which does an amazing job of restoring hair vibrancy and health after color. And we'll have to tell the stylist about that and really merchandise and market it to them.
You know, I remember years ago, at one of your predecessors, I think it was Gary Winterold. And it was at the time when the Hunger Games were real popular. Mm-hmm. And evidently there was some nail polish in that I think it made the paint look cracked or whatever else, but it just created this sensation, and Sally Beauty was there selling this stuff and to fill the void and telling everybody this is the way you ought to look.
And this still happens today. Today it tends to happen more through social media influencers. So a big social media influencer might post, you know, that she did her own color using X products, or that she did her nails using a certain product, and bam, we're suddenly sold out of that, and we've got to respond to that. And it happens really fast, and especially with these
big... And you have to be able to respond quickly.
Exactly right. That's the challenge, is being able to respond to what's happening in the marketplace much faster, because they shape consumer behavior incredibly. I'll give you a stat. 85% of Gen Z consumers get their product ideas and recommendations from social media influencers.
Oh, man.
And so it's changing.
Do you have people reading social media all the time so you can keep up?
And me too. Every single day, we are all over it. We watch every key stylist, every key influencer, and see what they're posting and what they're talking about and making sure we're staying relevant with that.
That's do you manufacture any of your own stuff?
We about 45% of the retail business, Sally, is owned brands that we mostly co-manufacture.
Right.
And then a relatively small percent, 2 or 3% of our pro business is our own brand.
So I would think that you could turn things around pretty quickly then if you see some new trend.
If some things are hot, like if certain colors are hot or certain products are hot or certain types of products are hot, like right now the hot thing is vegan. Everybody wants vegan care products, vegan styling products, and vegan color products.
It never occurred to me that there could be maybe anything but vegan. Is that right?
No, absolutely. There are ways to produce products that are more or less natural and vegan. And there's a huge push right now for more natural products, less stuff that's bad for you, less damage to your hair. And we're responding to that quickly.
Fascinating. So is this a crowded field? I mean, I see... Oh, some other standalone. I'm talking about on the consumer side.
Sure.
I see some other standalone shops, but not all that many. It seems like I see a lot more Sally.
Well, there's really big ones in cosmetics. So
like
if
Ulta,
Ulta is big in cosmetics, Sephora is big in cosmetics.
Yeah, yeah.
We're really the dominant player in color and care. And color being our core. And that's what we built our expertise on. A lot of the people in our stores are trained stylists or former stylists. We train them in hair color and hair color techniques. We provide technology that offers consumers insight into color and color techniques. And that's our core. We sell the other categories like cosmetics as adjacencies to that core color category.
So when you came to the company, I know you looked at every aspect of it. One of the things you have to look at is where do I place the store to get the maximum exposure and access. And I've seen store within a store concepts develop. I see strip centers, sort of big box centers. Where's your sweet spot?
Well, historically the brand tended to buy relatively low-cost real estate, oftentimes in Walmart and Target outstrip mall centers. That's worked well for us. The reality is we are testing new real estate now because they tended to drive that decision mainly on the economics of rent. And what we're trying to do now is sometimes you'll pay more for better traffic locations. And the good news is with all the disruption in retail, there's a lot more real estate available than there's ever been. And so as an example, we just opened our first store in Manhattan in our history. And so we're now on the island. We're going to have 5 more coming. We've got some mall stores we're going to try as well. And in really, really good malls, though, only a few.
Yeah.
And the point is, there's more options now, and we want to be more critical of where's the traffic versus how much is the rent and do a better balance of those two.
Have you looked at store within a store? Are you attractive to some other large retailers?
I think we could be, and we've talked to some about it. It hasn't worked out yet. I would love to find a good partner for that with the right target consumer base. Again, it's that overlap of consumer that's really key if you're going to make that work.
You have a fascinating background at Kimberly Clark and a consultancy and everything else. This has got to be different. Do you ever, in this business, do you ever rest? Can you ever rest on your laurels?
No, I think the one thing I have learned is, you got to be constantly learning, right? Because the business, retail is changing dramatically. The beauty business changes dramatically based on trends. And of course, the CEO role is changing dramatically. And so for me, every single year, I've been here 5 years now as CEO. Every single year has been an incredible learning experience, and there's a lot more to come.
Do you always enjoy opening your kimono every 3 months to the analyst?
No,
it has to be the least favorite.
it's up or down. I mean, obviously, it's hard sometimes because you're trying to manage a big transformation in a company.
Yeah.
And at the same,
you're not going to be able to do it in 90 days.
In 90 days. And at the same time, you want to deliver against their expectations to make sure they feel like you're making progress. And so the good news is it holds you accountable to making sure you are making progress. And I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think the bad part is the short-term thinking that goes into that sometimes.
It is a bad thing. Well, look, it's fun to meet you and talk to you. Thank you for coming down. We admire your company, and it'll be fun to watch you transform it.
Well, thank you so much, and I encourage people to try the new Sally and really get into the Unleash Your Potential. If you're a DIY beauty enthusiast, I think we have a lot to offer you.
I may be a blonde the next time you see me.
I hope so.
Chris Brickman's the CEO of Sally Beauty Holdings. For more of our conversation with Mr. Brickman, Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.